Velkommen! Bienvenue! Welcome! Woo! Welcome to Harley Strictly Bluegrass, where everything is beautiful. The bands are beautiful. The audience is beautiful. Even the stage crew is beautiful. But what's really beautiful here is the music. And when people ask, what kind of music is it Harley Strictly Bluegrass? You say, of course, all kinds of music. But it's just not like the genres themselves. It's the individual artists and what they do with the music and combining different elements to make their individual personal sounds. And we are really blessed today to have such an artist here on the Rooster stage at Harley Strictly Bluegrass. It's a long day, folks. It's been a long weekend for me, but thanks for hanging out. Please welcome, enthusiastically, Aaron Lee Tastian.
San Francisco! How are y'all?
Excellent!
You're looking good, Jen. I dig your shade.
All right.
Tell me all the time, we're at least a
pulled into town the other night and went straight to the makeout room and saw Chuck Prophet play. And was renewed in the brilliance of his epic rock and roll music. But I gotta tell you, man, it's a real pleasure to be here this weekend and get to hang out with y'all and play at this thing, man. I've never been even lucky enough to go before, but being here now, I can see why everybody feels like it's such a special thing and such a cool thing. And y'all make it that way, man, and that's really beautiful. So thanks for letting us be a part of your... Thanks for letting us be a little part of your world.
Smoking dope is dope, it gets you busted by old smoking. And it's no way to love Jesus or yourself. Well, I guess that's why I do it. I'm trying to get through it, and die before I have to ask for help. It's a hard life. Everybody knows it's quite a feat. How they keep stepping on your toes. It's a hard life. Some people get ready. They get the loose drive on a call and rock steady. Get the loose drive on a call and rock steady. There's a redneck bummer in the Get your boots off my table. Give me back my time. I've been losing life. you do another line. Stringing up a guitar, back off the greenback, singing out to 28, that's how I'm gonna get gone, 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 gone. Living in a high rise, feeling like a whole line, nobody knows why. All I wanna do is get gone, gone, gone.
Bitch can't sing. Woo! I was down in, we're from East Nashville, Tennessee is where we live. And I went to see Cat Power. You guys know Cat Power, man? Hell yeah. I love Cat Power. She's so badass. And I went to see her sing at the 3rd and Lindsley Music Club. And there was another young lady on stage performing when I got there whose music I didn't know, but I thought it sounded really cool. So I got up close to check it out and see what was happening with it all. And I was kind of doing some people watching. I noticed there were a lot of ladies around because of the Cat Power deal, I guess, you know, up front. And then I was trying really hard not to be judgmental, but there was one other dude up there besides me who I could just, I was like, man, I don't know when or how, but I'm sure this guy's gonna be a dick. He hadn't even said anything, but I just knew, I could tell, you know, sometimes you can just see, you're like, this guy. And so he was, sure enough, like the very next, that she was playing a Nirvana song on the piano on her next song, and it was beautiful. And this guy was like, man, this bitch can't even sing. And, you know, all the ladies around us, you know, which there were quite a few, heard him say that and kind of were looking at him like, you know, come on, man. And then because I was there too, kind of looking at me like, aren't you going to say something to your friend who's clearly being a jerk right now? And I said, no, because, you know, I'm not confrontational, but I will write some folk rock revenge shit at him later on from the comfort of my own bedroom. Because if you're going to take revenge, you should do it at home. That's what I always say. Do it from home if you can. Work from home. Anyways, don't say dumb shit about ladies. It doesn't seem that hard, but you know. This song called Bitch Can't Sing.
The skaters, but she had a boyfriend who was mean to her. She got to daddy without a money. She got to mama without a driver. Hey, hey, bitch can't sing. You know that bitch can't sing. Alright, alright, alright. You know that bitch can't sing. You know. A squirter. She had a tattoo that was meaningful. She is a dime piece and a jerk and a daughter and a warrior too. Yeah, you know that bitch can't sing. You know that bitch can't sing. Alright, alright, alright. You know that bitch can't sing. You know that bitch can't sing. Yeah.
not all right.
Want to do a new song for you? No pressure. It's like Chuck Crawford was saying about his new record, man. No pressure. A lot of people really like this song, but no pressure. Best audience banter of any festival I've ever been to, hands down. This is called The Rest Is Yet to Come. One time I was on the road in Omaha, Nebraska. I was opening up for a band called the Legendary Shack Shakers. You guys know those guys? Great band. And this guy came up to me after the show and he said, "Man, you look like you could really use this." And he handed me this like dirty, balled up paper napkin. And I was like, "Weird. Okay, thank you." And I put it in my jacket and I walked on. And then I was home a couple of weeks later and I was wearing that same coat and I put my hand in my pocket and I pulled out the napkin. I was like, "Oh, yeah. That guy gave it to me," and I opened it up, and it was like four hits of acid was in there. I was like, "Man, I could really use it, you know?" It was right on, dude. And so anyway, I took that, and then I wrote like four songs for my record in one day. I'd read a story about Peter Frampton. He wrote "Ooh, Baby, I Love Your Ways" and "Show Me the Way" in the same afternoon, apparently, which he attributed a lot of that to a nap and a turkey sandwich that he had. And my songs didn't do as good, but I had the cooler lunch, I feel like, you know? So, anyway, this is one of those songs called Little Movies. Yeah.
Let it
Thank you all again so much for having us. Y'all know my good friend Brian right over there on the guitar. My good friend Mr. Seth Ernest back there on the drums for you. Mr. Tommy Cypress on the bass guitar. Talks about the agility it takes to do this shit. Yeah.
seen the Cuyahoga, the Ohio River too. I got sophistication down, working hard to do. But something in that water cuts you like a knife and bleeds you till you're scared to death of life. I'm ready to die for a worthy cause. It's 'cause I'm tired of living bad. I'm ready to die for a worthy cause. It's 'cause I'm tired of getting mad, yeah. One of these days gonna lose my mind. Can't wait to see what that'll help me find. I've been sitting on the couch, the house on fire. Gonna be one hell of a funeral pyre. We don't care about tomorrow. I stay up all night, howling in the darkness. I saw the light. Hank Williams was no angel. They put him on the cross. They left him in the back of that Cadillac, all alone and lost. Well, I'm ready to die for a worthy cause. It's 'cause I'm tired of living.
Thank y'all so much, man.
We certainly appreciate you. We love this beautiful city and all you beautiful people. And thank you very much to our friends, everybody here at Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, and our friend Don Holliday and our friend Sherry Sternberg, and everybody for taking such lovely care of us here. And we just had a hell of a good time, man, as you do when you come down here. So thanks all, and we hope to see y'all again real soon. We'll leave you with this one. It's called Success Ain't About Being Better Than Everybody Else. It's about being better than yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aaron Lee Taston.